Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now.
Hi, guys. We are back today talking about stopping the leaks in your business. And right now, that is such a good analogy to think about, is we are truly asking ourselves, how do we just maintain, right? Some of us are not even thinking about growing. We're thinking about maintaining, keeping our warm leads warm, keeping our current customers, right? And I think, you know, as I teach the foot traffic formula, this has always been the second step. It's after we are driving traffic, how do we connect those people into becoming true leads, right? So I gave the analogy, and today I'm actually going to use the workbook because this one is pretty dead on with what we would typically teach in the foot traffic formula. I am going to give you a few extra strategies that are real time, what you need to do right this second. But the good news is this strategy hasn't changed too much, okay? So as we are diving in today and talking more about gathering those leads, I first want to acknowledge you for showing up, being vulnerable, right? Giving and just giving it your all. The amount of people that are messaging me saying, I tried this today, here's what happened. I did this, we had a record sales day today and we aren't even open for business. Like our doors are closed and we are skyrocketing our sales, right? I reached out to one of my powerhouses yesterday and I was like, hey, how is it going? What does this look like for you? And she's like, we're having a killer week. And I'm not saying this to get you down or think like, but why am I not having that? I'm saying this because I want you to understand it is possible for you to make this happen and make this be your reality, okay? We are continuing to make money in our businesses, both of my businesses. And I need you to believe that that is possible, because if you don't believe that you can truly not only survive but thrive in this time, you will find whatever it is you believe to be true, right? So when I know that I'm committed to figuring this out, I'm coming up with better ideas than if I think everybody's gonna leave, everybody's going to drop, right? So I was being coached yesterday by my coach and I had this thought come up of what if everybody drops on April 15th? So in my brick and mortar businesses, I have two performing arts academies in Milwaukee with hundreds, almost 1,000 students, right? And I said to my coach, what if everybody drops on April 15th? Okay. And she's like, well, how does that make you feel? And what do you do? And I'm like, I kind of feel desperate. I kind of feel like I'm just doing whatever I can try to do, but it's not great quality work, right? And she's like, okay, well, what do you know to be true? Or what is something we can think of that is a more of a positive thought? And I said, I know I'm going to figure it out. Like, it's going to be hard, I'm sure, but I know I'm going to do it. I know I'm going to figure it out. And I changed my thought to be, I'm committed to making this work. I'm committed to getting through this. And yesterday, as I'm brainstorming with my sister, who is our general manager, we came up with a really different idea that we've never done before. And I keep telling you, you're probably going to sell something you've never sold before. And we came up with this idea. I'm not going to share it yet because it's very behind the scenes and we haven't shared it to our public yet. Foot Traffic Formula, I am going to record a video for you guys today to give you a little bit of behind the scenes. And then I'm hoping to be announcing this to the public over the next few days. But as I'm diving into this, I'm thinking that this is almost crazy that we're doing this, but the crazy part of you, the innovative part of you is the way that you're going to succeed, right? The person who is so stuck in yesterday or last week's mindset of, well, we do this, right? Like I heard a lot yesterday is like, I'm a hairstylist. Like, how can I do this? You have to stop saying I'm a hairstylist and you have to start saying, I'm committed to serving whoever your audience is. What do they need from me right now? What can I do? How can I provide value? It doesn't have to be the thing you did a week ago. It could be something new. And you have the opportunity or the decision to make to say, I'm committed or this is never going to work. And I'm telling you right now, if you're going to stay with this is never going to work, you can just shut my video off because this isn't going to help you, right? And you can just curl up in bed and ride it out. And hopefully your business is still here in a few months. Or you can like brush it off, right? And stand up and say, we'll figure this out, right? Jennifer says, total mind shift here. Absolutely, you guys. We have to figure this out. So stick with me if that's who you are and that's what you're committed to, because I am going to help you just lead by example, right? I'm not saying I know all of the answers, but you are going to see me continue to try. I am not going to give up. And I'm going to be here to inspire you, Danielle, to no more pity parties, right? Like, we've gotten rid of the pity parties. Those were last week. Unfortunately, you may have missed it. No more time for pity parties. Like, we're going. So you can either come with us or you can stay behind, right? And I know you are here because you want to come along. All right. So we're diving in. So your thoughts are going to truly make or break how you get out of this, what if you get out of this, and what this is going to look like, okay? So I would love to continue to brainstorm with you on these sessions. If you have a question, please feel free to ask. If I have to jump off before I get to every single question, please know my team is here grabbing these questions for doing follow-up Q&A. So please keep them coming. Even if you're like, there's so many people on, she's never gonna see mine. That doesn't mean I won't see yours for another episode, okay? All right, I am so thankful for this community too, Sarah. Honestly, I need to hear that I'm not a crazy person and that it's okay that I'm feeling sad once in a while, but we're going to keep striving. We're going to keep doing. And when you guys reach out to tell me how inspirational the podcast was and how it made you get, allowed you to make money, you're inspiring me to keep putting out more content, to keep getting creative, to keep getting strategic. And I'm going to keep sharing that with you guys. Okay. So the biggest thing is if your thoughts are creating this or making or breaking this, the people you surround yourself with are more important than ever, right? If you have a family member that is super negative, if your spouse, if your best friend is mad at you for opening your doors, even though your state's allowing it, whatever that looks like, you've got to take a pause on those relationships. You've got to let them know, I'm focused, I'm doing this. Please respect my decision, or at least just don't bring it up to me because I am in a time of getting creative here, right? So you may have to have very tough conversations or just stop answering those phone calls from certain people because they can really weigh you down and you don't have the energy to carry other people's dead weight right now, okay? So remind me to, before I leave, make sure that I share the winner from yesterday on social media, and I'm going to pick a new winner today. So somebody that's commenting and posting, I'm gonna be giving away a $25 Amazon gift card, which I'm sure you can figure out something to buy with that now. So definitely make sure you're commenting. I'll pick somebody at the end. And then thank you for anybody that left a review yesterday. All week, anybody that leaves a new review dated from yesterday until this coming Friday, we are going to be giving away $5 Starbucks gift cards to every single person. And I keep saying, if you already left one 6 months ago, go check out your husband's account or go ask your mom, leave us a new one, and we're gonna give you a card, okay? All right, so we are talking about touch. How important is it right now to grow your list? Like, I'm even asking that because I'm asking it for myself. Am I really trying to grow my list here? Or like, is that going to save my business, right? And here's what I will tell you. I'm trying to continue to nurture the current people that are on the list and warm up new people. But more so than ever, I am trying to very quickly go from a lead to a sale. Like, I feel like I'm in fast forward. You can't be on my list for 6 weeks and I hope that I make some money. This is like, what can I provide right now that is going to make them not only jump in as a lead, but convert very quickly to a sale? So the lead is not just to be like, yes, new email subscriber. Yes, new Instagram follower. No, I don't care about any of those things. What I am trying to do is create a true lead that my team can look at and go, we need to reach out to them and see if they're interested in this or what, how can we serve them? What would be a good fit for them to buy? We are converting people so quickly from cold to hot now more than ever. Why? We don't have time. Time is out the window. You have lost the capability of being like, yeah, 6 months from now, that would be nice. You need money today. You need money this month. We do not have 6 months or 12 months to warm these people up. So that might mean you need to be giving more value, and I shouldn't even say you might be. I believe you need to give so much value, so much everything you can pour at your people right now, because the more you do it, the faster you will warm them up, right? So if you're thinking, man, Stacey's been doing a lot of extra podcasts, or she's been doing this, or she's been doing that, you better believe it, because somebody found me 6 days ago and is already purchasing my programs, right? Somebody has found me maybe today for the first time and they're like, holy cow, I need to get in her program, right? I need to be putting out in every one of my businesses as much content as I possibly can to get people to see and feel my energy, to get people to convert as fast as they've ever converted before, okay? Do not think, oh, what should we put on Facebook ads and drive traffic to and start to create a list? And then what would that nurture sequence look like? I'm literally not asking myself about growing my list. I'm asking myself, what do they need from me right now? What would be of value? What would be of service? But then you better believe I'm thinking, where is the transition to getting them to realize they're going to want this? Now, this, when I was looking at the workbook, I'm like, oh, this content actually makes sense. If you do not have today's workbook, you guys, ask either Cara, Erica, Tyra, they're all here and they can get you the workbook in your DMs. So I had posted this, obviously this is from last time, and I was like, I get it. You want more. You want more followers, likes, shares, comments, etc. And then I'm like, but what you really want is more sales, more profit, more freedom. Amen to that right now. You could care less about your Instagram growth. Like, be real. Yeah, you might kind of want it, and it might be kind of cool to hit 10,000 followers or 100,000 followers or a million, right? But that isn't going to pay your bills. We have to get real. We have to figure out what this actually is going to take for your business to survive and really, truly grow rapidly in this environment, right? And what that is going to look like is more sales, more profit, more freedom, okay? So if that's the case, you guys, I keep licking my finger and I keep thinking, don't do that. I know that people like called out the lady who was like, don't touch your mouth. And then she licked her finger. Okay, I'm really gonna try hard not to do this. Okay, so here is what I really want you to understand right now, okay? We talked yesterday about the only thing that's really not going to change for like 99% of you is your person. So your freebies that you currently have out there, right? Like, think about like, what are you offering for free? Some of you might be thinking, I don't have anything for free. And if that is the case, we've got some work to do, okay? We need you to be pouring into them, collecting emails. Like, it was funny yesterday, my dad, I came up with this really good idea and my dad was here. And he's like, how are you gonna tell everybody about this? Like, you don't see them. I'm like, well, Dad, I have their emails. And he's like, oh, that's smart. Yeah, Dad. Emails, like, this is how we do it, right? Like, I've got their phone numbers. I've got a lot of people's addresses. Like, I can definitely contact these people to let them know, right? So your email list is still vital, right? So the question is, if you now know that maybe some of your free offers or free things don't make sense, right? How can you pivot those to make sense right this second with what they need? Now, be careful. I'm seeing people pivot in a way that I don't think it's gonna benefit them long-term. So I still want you to serve your current person and grow this list so that when everything gets a little bit more back to normal, or at least on the right track, right? I don't want that to be of waste. So if you are in an industry where you're serving, let's say, moms, okay, and you go hard into serving children right now, right? When you come back from this in who knows how long, hopefully weeks, right? Not months, hopefully weeks. Is that all going to go away, right? So I'm constantly thinking of the person I'm serving now, what do they need now? But when they get back to normal, they'll still need my services. If you go too different or change your target market, you're not going to see the long-term effect of this, because you keep hearing people saying, like, your business could explode in an economic downturn. Yes, but only if you're doing the right things right now. Your business could also fall apart. Your business could also shut down if you aren't doing the right strategies at the right time. So I'm asking myself, what do my current people need now that this situation has happened? What can I shift and give them now that they'll want now? And maybe some of these offers, we'll talk about offers tomorrow, maybe some of these offers stay, but maybe they don't. Needs will change in times. I'm getting to do some of these podcasts. I'll tell you about when I'm allowed to. I don't know if I'm allowed to right this second, but I'm doing a pretty big podcast and she pitched me the questions already. And it was like, what do you see for brick and mortars to come? And I said, some of these brick and mortars are permanently going to change. They're going to actually see that this shift wasn't as bad as we thought. And for them, these virtual opportunities are making more sense and their business is going to permanently change for the better, right? Like they're enjoying it. They're seeing the benefit. Some businesses are going to go back to normal, or I should say go back to their old ways because it makes more sense. But we're definitely starting not over, but we've fallen behind, right? Like my dance schools, there's no way that the dance schools are going to say, oh, virtual is the way to go. Kids don't need to come in. No, the kids need to come in. It's a social activity. It's recreational. They're making friends. There is no way that dance studios will stop being dance studios. I can guarantee that, right? But will I just get to go back to normal? No. Some people financially will be hit so hard, they won't be able to pay for my services. So it's not that I'm starting over, but if I was here, let's say I'm here before we started this, I may have to start over here and work my way back up, right? So some businesses will shift and some will have to go back, but some of our offers may still make sense, right? So I want you to be thinking about that. Right now, evaluate, what are you running Facebook ads to? What makes sense for you, okay? So right now, my studios are not driving traffic to any of our offers because we were still very unclear, what is our offer? Are we allowed to offer anything, right? So when we go to make this public announcement of a new offer we're allowed to make, now that our state has said what the rules are, okay, we will most likely be running ads to make sure our people see that, right? If we send out an email, maybe first we'll do some organic traffic, organic strategies. We'll see if people bite on it. If it's getting enough visibility, we'll post it socially on social media organically. And then we'll take it to the next level of running Facebook ads. I don't want you thinking, oh, take all this down, stop doing it. No, no, no. Keep sending traffic to these touch points that are relevant and are still working. So we are still running on our online business. We ran ads to this challenge. It's still working. People are excited. They need it now more than ever. It makes sense. So every one of your businesses is different. Should you be collecting these leads for the specific thing you were doing? We were having this new April session coming up in my brick and mortar, and not only are we clearly not running ads to it, but that is not happening anymore, right? So these things we're looking at and we're going, okay, what makes sense and what doesn't? So I just licked my finger again. Oh my goodness. Okay. Anyway, so here is the example that I give, and this still makes so much sense. So I want to share this with you, okay? So, what I had done with one of my clients is she had a birthday party service, which actually this is perfect now because those clearly may or may not be happening, right? So she had come to me and her free offer was 10 things a mom needs to know before hosting a birthday party, okay? So this is where I kind of said pause for a moment because what is happening here is you're casting such a wide net and not all of those people are going to want to book a party. They might be mom on a budget doing it at her home. So then I was like, okay, well, what's another idea? Somebody came up with 10 places to host your child's birthday party. And I'm like, great, but now you've just had to share out 9 of your competitors. So then the last freebie we settled on was 10 things to ask before you book your child's next birthday party. Do you see how 100% of those people are her people? 100% of her people want the offer of booking a child's birthday party, right? So we have to ask yourself right now in this economic crisis, right? What are your people? What could they even buy from you? What does that look like? It may not be something you sell. I'm going to keep saying that 17 times every single time we talk. You might come out with something totally different you've never sold before. People are going to be like, what? Stacey's selling what? What is she doing? Like, this is us getting scrappy, right? So as I'm saying that, you guys, I want you to ask yourself, what can we sell? What is the free thing that gets them to want that? So if your offer has changed, your freebie most likely has to change too, okay? So be really, really cautious on this. Now, if you're thinking, well, what about this birthday party person? What is she going to do if she can't do birthday parties? It's not that kids aren't having birthday parties. They have to get a little bit more creative, right? She could still be offering how to plan a virtual party, right? Like I have, my sister is one of those crazy Disney people. Maybe you're one of those people too. And she bought a Disney person's, like how to basically get the fast passes and do this and get the most out of your Disney experience, right? She purchased, I think like an ebook or something that, and it was like $45, $50 that is going to get her better experience while she's in Disney, right? Well, couldn't you, if you were a birthday party person, think, okay, well, I could help them plan the best virtual party they've ever had here's how to do it. You may need to change things up, okay? Yeah, Sarah, I know there's going to be lots of you crazy Disney people out there. My two sisters are crazy enough that I get sober and I'm just like, they're in charge when we go to Disney together. So anyway, what kind of conversion events could you be doing during like this time right now? So a conversion event means an opportunity, a promotion, whether it's a virtual event, a physical event, in person, doesn't matter, right? So obviously you're not doing in-person events, but you absolutely could do a virtual event. Look at us right now. This is a promotional event, right? Together, we are sitting here virtually doing this. How could you tell me you couldn't do things with your people like this, right? Even in my studio, I could do a challenge with the kids. I could do something with the moms. Like, there are so many things I could still be doing, all right? So I don't want you to think time to pause the event. No, no, no. Yeah, time to pause your in-person event because it's probably not allowed. But it is absolutely time to say, how can I still do? Yesterday we talked about a fundraising event. How can I still do something like that, but differently, right? Like, people are bored out of their minds. They are going stir crazy in their house with their kids. What can you do to continue to up, I would say, the excitement in a time that people aren't loving, right? Okay, so here are a couple tips that are not in the workbook that I wanna give just because it's very relevant. So I would bring up and talk about what is going on in your freebies or it feels off. If you're just like, come celebrate our Frozen Fun event, people are like, what? Frozen Fun, right? Versus like, let's give the kids a break and bring something exciting back during a time, you know, that's a little scary for them possibly. Obviously, that's not a headline. I'm making this up on the spot. But do you see the difference? And it's like, all of a sudden I'm relating to you. I'm resonating with you. You're like, you're right. My kids do need a break. They do need something fun. Versus you're thinking, Frozen Fun, what is she doing? People are scared at home by themselves, right? So think about what you can do and how you can bring it up. So when we had the challenge happening pre-planned, it said nothing about recession. It was like, how to drive more traffic with the foot traffic formula. Now, that could still make sense for some of you, but I wanted people to know I will scrap all of my content and give you relevant recession-proofing content so that you think, I need to show up. I need this now more than ever, right? So immediately said to my team, I know this is going to be a lot of work, but like even just throwing in a few extra keywords will help people go, this makes sense right now. Because if you think, well, they'll need it later. No one cares about later, you guys. No one cares about 3 weeks from now. I mean, people are in such survival mode that we are just hoping like this week goes okay, right? Every day feels like a week. So no one cares about something that they could use in July or August. If you are not talking about March, I don't even know if April, I know April's a week away, but that still feels like an eternity, right? So bring up what is going on, but do it in a positive way. I really want small business owners to take responsibility for the positive effect we can have on our communities, okay? We can keep talking about the coronavirus and everything that is going on, but we also can talk about the positive things that can happen in this situation. The things that we're able to do with our kids and just spending extra time with them and just anything like that, right? There are so many things that we could do. And I believe we have a responsibility as small business owners, as leaders in our community, whether virtual or local, right? To not get consumed in this negative media and news and drama and gossip with your friends about, oh, did you hear this person's making an announcement about this? And you're like, where are you getting this insider information? You know what the announcement is at 1 o'clock when nobody else, they haven't made the announcement yet. Like, I'm just shutting down people left and right. Like, listen, let's just talk facts here. I don't need gossip. I don't need like hearsay, right? I need you to step up and be that person for your business, for your community, okay? So I don't feel guilty bringing up what is going on when I believe that I'm helping the situation, not hurting. If you feel guilty, it's probably because you haven't truly come from like a servant mindset yet. You might still be thinking, I need money, right? And when you think, like remember we talked about in the beginning, the thoughts, if you think I need money, you're not going to come from the same place that I'm coming from when I say people need me right now, right? Do you see the difference? People need me right now. I might still need money, but if I'm not thinking that thought versus I need to serve, I need to help, I could be of so much value, you will come from a totally different mindset and absolutely over deliver with your people, okay? I also think people are picking and choosing what they're grabbing right now, right? So if you're seeing a drop in your social media, we talked about this yesterday, in your podcast, in your whatever it is, it's most likely because it's just not newsworthy enough. So how do you bring back information that is newsworthy in this time? If you're not talking about what's going on, you're probably not relevant, okay? So go look at your freebies when we're done with this call and figure out what stays, what goes, what can you tweak? What can you just clone? Like take the foundation of that free offer, whatever it is, and just tweak it a little bit to make it make sense right this second, okay? Okay, anything else that I wanna make sure we hit on? And you guys, it doesn't every freebie or an email or social media post doesn't need to say like coronavirus. Like you don't need to have the word in there, right? But even just saying things like weathering the storm, hard times, economic downturn, like get creative with what you're saying, right? Don't always have it be recession, right? Coronavirus, like get creative or people will start drowning out you because they're thinking, oh, she already talked about that. When you change it up, you stay relevant longer. Cool? Okay. All right, guys. So here's what we're doing. Tomorrow is by far the best day. And I hope I don't say that and then you don't show up on Thursday. But tomorrow is the day we talk about transaction. It's the day we talk about how do you sell right this second? What does that look like? How do you mix it up? I am going to be sharing some really cool stuff that we are doing. You are not going to want to miss it. That's tomorrow, same time, right here. If you want to win the $25 Amazon gift card, say me in the chat right now. I'm going to pick somebody in just a second. Also, thank you. So in our workbook, we have work that we want you to do, right? We don't want you just listening. We want you taking action. There is this little page that looks like this. Okay. Fill this out, screenshot this, and we're going to pick somebody that's going to win another $25 Amazon gift card, okay? So that's in the workbook. Our team can help you do it. If you need the workbook, just say need the workbook and we'll take care of you. So the winner from social media yesterday, your handle is Marilyn Loves Cruises. So I'm gonna give it to you, Marilyn. Thank you for posting. Thank you for sharing. I really appreciate that. Don't forget everybody that leaves us a podcast review for foot traffic, send your email to foottrafficreviews@gmail.com and Jordan will get you a $5 Starbucks gift card as a thank you. Reviews take about 24 hours to show up. So if you're like, I posted it, it's not there. Just wait 24 hours, screenshot it, and then shoot us an email. Okay, yay. All right. Karen Paisant. Karen, please email Cara. You can email her info@stacytosha.com. Thank you so much, you guys, for joining. I appreciate it. Heather, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys being here. We've got tons more content coming your way. Stick with me. To say that if you didn't listen to me for a week and you come back, you will miss so much. We are working in such rapid pace. I mean, we're constantly filling in our team. We are coming up with new offers. We are coming up with incentives, reasons to stay, reason to buy, all of that. You guys, this is the time to watch and tune in daily because of all of the information we're going to be giving away. If you are a current Foot Traffic Formula member, I'm going to be popping in the group today. I'm going to be posting a video for you guys, literally the behind the scenes of this amazing idea we thought of yesterday. What we're planning on doing this week, what that looks like, and some other incentives and reasons to get people to want to stay, and what we're doing with refunds and policies and all that good stuff. So that's coming to you guys in the Foot Traffic Formula program. Stay tuned for that every single week from now on until we get back to normal. You're going to see a bonus training about what is happening in real time with the recession, okay? All right, guys, if you are not signed up for this workshop, go to stacytosha.com/workshop. All the details are there. We'd let you know how to get the workbook and everything else, okay? All right, guys, have a great day. I will see you soon. I will see you tomorrow. DM me. Let me know what these are doing for you, what has happened. If you already are getting results, tell us. We had somebody message and said, highest day of sales yesterday, $4,000, and her business is completely shut down. Her doors are closed, and she made $4,000 yesterday. Please do not stop. Keep trying. Keep staying creative. You absolutely can get through this, okay? All right, guys, have a great day. See you soon.
And that's a wrap. If you are loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, then I know you would love Foot Traffic Formula. It's my group coaching and accountability program where we turn your marketing goals into results. Head over to foottrafficprogram.com and get your marketing working for you today.